You are listening to Purpose Over Perfection, hosted by me, Adrienne Reilly. I'm a mom, a blogger, an entrepreneur, and I love encouraging and empowering other women. You don't have to feel lost, anxious, overwhelmed, or confused with life anymore, and I'm here to help you embrace who you really are and explore all of those opportunities. Well, hello, friends. I'm honestly so excited to chat today. So I want to say before anything, before we even start, if you haven't already gone and grabbed any of the freebies on my site, you absolutely should. There right now, I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but at this exact moment, there is a cleaning list. There is just a little PDF to help you with your anxiety and just overwhelm. And then, there's just a couple different things on there that I want to give you for free, and you are going to love them. So it's at adriennereilly.com/freebies. So adriennereilly.com/freebies. And freebies is spelled freebies. So, anyways, now that we got that out of the way, I kind of wanted to talk about how I started working online. So this has to be one of the most common questions I get asked on a regular basis. So in 2017 is when I started with Beachbody. I do not do it anymore, so anyone who's rolling their eyes at an MLM can stop. I started in November, and it was really fun. I tried my hardest to run it as different as everyone else, but there's only so much you can do when, there's only so much different things you can do, I feel like, when it's not your own thing. I had a lot of fun. I really quickly replaced my, if you don't know, I was in school full-time then. Maverick was only a couple, like 6-7 months old when I started school, so he was like about 8 months when I started with Beachbody. I was 4 months pregnant, and we just know we needed a change. Tristan had been working away for so long and so much. It was just so stressful, and it really sucked not having him home with Maverick. So I was able to kind of like replace my waitressing income, and then we ended up moving. And the reason I bring up this moving is because working online kind of made that a little bit more possible, helping supplement some of our income. And so he went and found a job to become a heavy duty mechanic, which is something he has always wanted to do, which I'm really thankful he found something he loves. But I only continued with this for about 6 months. And then I realized like, this is not for me. And I know I have potential to create something that is customizable and truly my own. And although I made a couple $1,000s from it in just that short amount of time, it was fun. I liked it, but I felt really burnt out all the time, and I felt really stressed, and I felt like I had to run it by other people's, just how other people want it to. So I really took the accountability, and I dove into just growing my online platform and connecting with others and figuring out for the next couple of months, because I quit as soon as I had Zendaya, because I was like, yeah, this is not something I am going to be able to do and have energy to do. It really did start to drain me. So I quit, and I felt amazing. Like, as soon as I hit the quit button, it was like all of my energy came back, and it was wonderful. So for the next couple of months, I just kind of gave myself a mat leave, if you put that in quotations, and I really just enjoyed life with two little kids, and I just figured out how to create an income, and I just explored many different options. And when she kind of got of age, she was about 4 months old when I started college again. And I felt like I could do this. And that's when I started my blog. And that's when I kind of toyed at the idea of photography. I had a lot of fun with photography. I paid off my camera in less than a month. So I bought it for $600, and I had enough photo shoots that I ended up paying it off within a month. And it was fun, but it was really difficult to get childcare. So I kind of scratched that off my bucket list. I thought I was pretty good at it for a beginner. And I still love photography. That is never going to be something that is going to leave my heart. Maybe in the future, I'll pursue it when childcare is a little bit easier. Cause it, like I said, it is something I absolutely love to do, but that's one avenue. And if you are able to get the childcare and you're able to invest in a camera, absolutely. I found an amazing bundle on Amazon, and I utilized that quick. There was an amazing sale on, I think it was a a Canon Rebel T6i, something along the lines of that. It was great. I loved it. And I was still blogging at the time. I didn't really take it seriously. It was definitely my hobby. And I just did little things here and there. Just, you know, I didn't really stick to anything 100% until my gut told me this is for you. And so over the last year and a bit, I had always made at least enough to supplement our income so that we were able to, like, you know, be okay, eat, pay the bills. But I needed to find something that was actually going to be a sustainable income. And by sustainable for me is at least $2,000 a month, just so that we can pay off my student loans. It's really important to me to put away for savings so we can buy a house. And it's also really important to me to be able to put a little bit of money away each and every single month so that our kids, when they go to college, or if they choose that college isn't the route for them, they still have money to fall back on. And it is so crazy because I'm just thinking about it. I'm going to be 36 when Maverick turns 18, and I'm still going to be so young, but I just know how much $4,000, even if that's all he has, I know it's going to be substantially more than that. But if he had $4,000 to lean back on, imagine how much that could have helped him. But anyway, so it's just really important to me to have that opportunity to give that to them. So I know that we want to live a comfortable life. Tristan has family that are all across, like all the way across Canada. And it'd be nice to fly out and see them every single month with, or not every month, every year without the stress. And it would be so wonderful to visit my friend in BC. She is seriously my best friend. And it's hard to go there all the time and take off work for Tristan and to travel with two little kids, soon to be three little kids. And just, we know that we wanted a bigger and better life. And yes, we are happy with our life. And yes, we wouldn't change anything, but we know that we have the potential to. So going on, off on a little tangent. I do not have notes written for this because I feel like this is more of a heart-filled conversation. But yeah, so I know that I needed to find something, and I was kind of playing around with different ideas and just playing around. Like, I utilized Pinterest like crazy. I looked up almost every single YouTube video ever. I did some freelance writing because if you follow me and like have heard me chit-chat before, you will have known on, I say this all the time on my Instagram stories, that ever since a young age, I've always wanted to be an author and I always wanted to be a writer, but I never knew how to get into that because writers do not make a lot of money in many different aspects. And so like social media is amazing. I love writing and I love pouring my heart out and like just creating value for people. I love blogging because everything I get asked a million times about, I put into blog posts and people love it. And I'm so thankful for that and so thankful for the support. And anyways, so I did some freelance writing. It does not pay a lot, guys. It's like 2 cents to 4 cents per word is pretty general. And yeah, so it was like one $3,000 article was like $60 or something like that. And I don't like tell me I'm an idiot because I didn't get that number right. I don't have a calculator in front of me, totally estimating, but it is about $60 Canadian when you do the trends. Like it's 2 cents to 4 cents in US, you translate it to Canadian. That's always what it was about. And anyways, so that took about like 2 to 3 hours of time though, after you did all the researching for that topic, all of the writing for the topic, made it great, reread it like 4 times because, yeah, you're not timed by the hour, but it needs to be literally perfect. And by the time you did that, you like, sure, you were making like $20 an hour, but it was not fun. It was not enjoyable at all. And I mean, I know that there were other options. So I did do that for a little while just to like pay some of the bills and to save up a little bit. But it was really time consuming and not worth my time, to be honest. I went to this site called hiremymom.com. And I found some really wonderful job opportunities there. I don't recommend like Fiverr, I think is how you say, or Upwork or anything because as a freelancer, because you get taken, so much money gets taken off. But things like Hire My Mom is basically this entire place where people request work or vice versa, like they request a job and then you kind of just email, you can take it off of the platform and they put their email there and you can have conversation on like your regular email. And that is nice because you are paid directly through them and whatever that looks like. But yeah, so I have done everything from an MLM, which like I said, I don't 100% recommend because it's not for everyone. And there are some people who don't do it very gracefully. And then there are from freelancing stuff that I had done. Photography was amazing. Like I did all of the things that sparked my joy, but I was just waiting for that one thing to kind of catch and grab. And that's kind of when I fell into becoming a virtual assistant and social media manager. So this kind of goes all the way back to when I first started in November is I started building up my platform. I started building up my connections and it was really wonderful because the engagements on my posts are higher for the amount of followings I have. And that kind of reflected in that. And that is really appealing for people when they want to trust you with their business. I do work for a couple multi-million dollar businesses, and I do work for like some restaurants and coffee shops, and I do all of their content creation. And one thing, so like that goes back again to the content creation that I always wanted to be a writer, but I really found what I wanted to do. And I played around and it is good money, and it's good money because I'm good at my job. So this is now what I'm doing currently is I specialize in blog assistant and content creation. I don't really like to do anything too far from that. I do other things within being a virtual assistant, but I really stick to things that bring me joy because I have a limited amount of time and I do this while my kids are with me. And so it needs to be something that I'm good at. And yes, I put my 100% attention into it and I work late and I get up early to do all these things, but I really found what I wanted to do that's literally all online. Like you see me go to coffee, like the coffee shops on my Instagram story, and that's what I'm doing is I'm doing client work. I batch all of the work in 1 or 2 days a week so that I can have the rest of the week to work on my own things. But I guess my journey has kind of been all sorts of things, just figuring it out, and it's still things I do today. I still do writing for my own self. I still do content creation for my own self. I still do photography for my own self. Like there's so many different things that I still do. It just wasn't like the right business or work for me, but that was just kind of to give you a couple ideas on what you could do and to kind of give you a couple ideas on maybe just like how to start and just get out there. And the thing is I was so scared to jump into something and have it quote unquote fail, but I really don't believe there's any such thing as failure. It took me a year and a half to really get to the place I wanted to get. It's not like just financially, but to figure out the job that was for me. And the thing is, if I never ever did the things that I did before, I would not be in the position I am now because I wouldn't have gained all the knowledge and the experience. And there's just so much I would have missed out on. So it's just like a little bit of an encouraging message to just not stop just because you quote unquote, quote unquote fail once. I know so many people who still message me to this day, even though it's been 7-8 months since I stopped photography, asking for me to take their pictures. And so it just like totally warms my heart that people aren't paying attention to your failures as close as you think. And most people don't even think they're failures. Most people are pretty understanding when you're open and you say like, heck, I loved it, but I just could not get the childcare. So many people fell through the cracks. So many people said that they would show up and just never did. And like money was never an issue for paying childcare. It just had always fallen off on the other person's end. And so when I explain that to people, they're so understanding and they always say, well, I hope you get back into it. And people, like I said, people are so loving and kind and we don't give them enough credit. And so like I said, just know that people aren't paying attention to your failures as close as you think. And I never understood when people said like, take it one step at a time and to continue no matter how hard it gets, because there have been times where I was so close to just deactivating Facebook, deleting my Instagram, deleting my blog, never going on social media again. But I'm so glad that I stuck to it because I've made some really amazing friends that I wouldn't have otherwise. And I've made some really good money doing things I love, and it's allowed me to be a stay-at-home mom, and it's going to continue allow me to stay home with my kids when I choose to. We are looking at homeschooling. This might change in the next 5 years, but for right now, that's what we're planning on doing. And just being able to have the opportunity financially too is really big and important. So just always have a why. Like really focus on what your why is to keep you going through the hard times. My why is my children. And I think it's really important to know that your why cannot be your excuse. So your why for not doing things and not being successful can't be the same reason. So Let's give a different example that doesn't have to do with kids, because I know some of you guys don't have kids. Let's say that your why is so that you can quit your corporate job and you want to work from home. You can't use your job as an excuse that you're not doing it. You can't say, well, my work is so draining during the day, so I can't actually focus on my other stuff after work. You're turning your why, as in quitting that job, into an excuse why you're going to stay. And so have a very clear why that can motivate you. Every time I look at my kids, I think they deserve a good mom. They deserve to have this life that I'm envisioning. And they just get me through so much. When I take one look at them, it's enough to motivate me to spend that quality time with them and to get an hour of work done, then spend an hour of quality time and then get another hour of solid work done so that we can get to that place and we can, you know, be where my vision is. And with me, when I visualize and manifest something, it can't go anywhere. It's going to happen. That's just my mindset. I don't really take no for an answer. I have this goal in mind, and yes, I am flexible with how to get there, but I'm not flexible with my goal. My goal is my goal, and I'm going to get there no matter what it takes, no matter how much work I have to put into it. I'm just all about that life. So I guess this is kind of like a little bit of my journey on how I got to where I am. I hope it was enough detail. I wasn't really sure how much everyone had wanted, but I just thought I would totally give you a rundown of just the things I've done in the past and give you a little bit of inspiration. So, you know the drill. Take a screenshot, put it on your Instagram story, and tag me at adrian.reilly. And I do a coffee draw at the end of every month just to thank you for supporting me. So that is everything for today. Let me know if you want to see more things like this, and I'll chat to you guys later.